when you need to know.
Viciously held hostage by Hamas.
The threat we face from China.
Russia alone stands in the way of peace.
You need the sky.
Just download the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
That's where I get my news.
News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
Trump Day, come on, and I mean it's for real. It's not wishful thinking. Of course, it's not January 20th yet either. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, of course, today, like many other days, we've got a lot to talk about. One of your top stories is one that I brought it up very early yesterday. I brought it up a couple of times, and it's Ukraine and Russia. It seemed like, God, we barely gave them the green light to use these longer-range missiles, and Zelensky fired one right into Russia. And I had it from The Sun out of the United Kingdom, which, and look, it's tabloid-ish, but not like over the top completely, and doesn't mean their stories are incorrect. And I, throughout the day, I didn't hear much about it, and I thought, ooh, maybe they, you know, maybe it's one of those gotchas. It didn't really, maybe it didn't really happen. And then finally, later, much later in the day, the news cycle sort of caught up to it. Mm-hmm. So they're 6 hours ahead, and I guess that could make a difference. But anyway, here's the story this morning from The Sun UK, and I looked at this right when I got here, like at 4:30. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv has shut as Ukraine braces for a huge Russian revenge strike. It comes a day after Ukraine used U.S.-supplied ATACMS missiles, that's ATACMS missiles, to strike Russian territory for the first time, and Moscow warned it would react accordingly. The U.S. Embassy said it's received specific intel about a potential significant air attack. And it said, out of an abundance of caution, embassy is going to be closed. Employees are being instructed to shelter in place. And this is an unusual warning. The embassy told U.S. citizens to be prepared to immediately shelter in the event an air alert is announced.
Wow.
Think about it, though. How many times, and you commented on it a long time ago, when Biden was visiting at some point. They're just out walking around. War's supposed to be going on.
Right.
But they're like out there like nothing. So
yeah.
For this, that makes you think, okay, we should take this serious.
Yeah, I thought from the very beginning, yeah, why would you be walking around in the open in Kyiv?
Right.
I know it's not right next to the border per se, but, you know, if you're think about it from Russia's perspective, that's their capital.
Yeah.
I mean, you knock Kyiv out and, you know, you've...
What a psychological thing, if nothing else.
Yeah, and people walking around. So now, now all the threat now is elevated. And from the UK side of it, they're saying, yeah, the science Secretary
yes.
Peter Kyle told Times Radio, "We have very good relationships with the government in Kyiv and the U.S. We will do everything we can to keep British citizens safe. But there's just been no doubt this conflict has gone on for over 1,000 days now. It was caused by an illegal, unwarranted, unprovoked attack by Vladimir Putin. Both Spain and Greece have shut their embassies, telling citizens to take extreme security measures due to increased risk of airstrikes throughout Ukraine." Mm. So, escalating? Yes. Very serious? Yes. You know, what is the next step? And this is something that could have been avoided. I just find it, once again, very interesting how the Biden administration, very proactive to call for a ceasefire between Israel and their terrorist attackers, Hezbollah, or Hamas, and then later Hezbollah. Mm-hmm. But yet, I never heard anybody say the word peace in a serious way, yeah. or peace yeah. talks, Zelensky and Putin, or Putin and anybody.
It was only Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Nobody involved in it, but only Donald Trump from the outside.
So, again, and this is another thing that I noted in the past was my worry time, my window of worry, if you want to call it that, between November the 5th and January 20th. And here we are, November 20th, you know, can we go 2 more months without something really, really happen? And, of course, I hope and pray that, you know, nothing bad is going to come. But remember, you've already got, a lot of dead bodies.
Yeah.
On both sides, you know, when it comes to Ukraine and Russia. And Vladimir Putin has warned over and over again that they will respond. And I don't think that he would be strategically, I don't think he'll attack any NATO country. And I never thought that he would, to be honest with you.
I agree.
Why would you bring the full weight of all of that against you? You know, keep it to this particular territory that you hope to win. Look, we know what he wants. He wants the NATO missiles off of his front doorstep, Putin does. And he also would like some sort of a seaport or whatever. And he has that to an extent with the part of Crimea that he took during the Obama administration. So when Obama was in power, he, you know, Putin didn't have any fear. Mm-hmm. Then you had Biden in power, again, acting out.
Coincidence?
But now he feels like he's really justified.
Yeah.
Remember, from his perspective, he can't justify it. But from his perspective, yes, he can.
And if he's going to do it, he should do it before January. And we and Ukrainians have given him a reason. So, yeah.
And the Ukrainians, from their perspective, also might feel a sense of desperation. It's now or never. Let's unleash everything we have, because when Trump comes in, he's not going to maybe give us all the goodies that we want. So,
yeah, there's a
lot going on. Hey, on a happy note, Rock the Country, looking forward to this for sure. I've got your winning keyword that you're going to need today, and it happens to be Hank. So text Hank, H-A-N-K, to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of 2-day tickets to Rock the Country featuring Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and a whole lot more.
Oh, man.
It's going to be awesome. It's in Ocala, May 9th and 10th. So text Hank to 20357 now. Data message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. I want to ask her about, you know, the whole thing with Matt Gaetz. Get her. She's, you know, she's not one to hold back.
Yeah.
That's just one of the things I want to ask her about. That's coming up at 8:05. You are listening to The Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky.
We need to send a message to the world that we Americans are better than these frauds and these fakes. That America is back. That we stand on the shoulders of the great patriots who founded this country.
6 weeknights on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast. You can grab that wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe and you're in and you have it. Dr. Oz is going to be the Medicare czar, whatever the title is. Dr. Oz.
Yeah, like Medicare, Medicaid, that kind of stuff.
I like it.
He'd be great for that kind of thing.
You know? Well, yeah. And I mean, this guy's smart. He's a doctor.
Yep.
He also, you know, pays attention to alternative medicine. He also, I think, is very aware of the role that Big Pharma plays. So we'll see. President-elect Donald Trump announced that he selected Dr. Mehmet Oz to serve as the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator. All right.
That's a lot of words. That's going to be a big business card.
Yep.
It'll wrap around twice.
Eminent physician, heart surgeon, inventor, and world-class communicator. And Oz will be working closely with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So, look, he's putting together what I feel is going to be a great team. And remember, you can have a great team, but you're in Washington, D.C. Fighting uphill the entire time. But he's picking people that are capable, that are not going to throw up their hands and give up, I don't think. So, you know, we've got to continue to support President Trump. He really is trying to straighten some things out that have gone awry a long time ago. Linda McMahon. This is weird. He selected Linda McMahon to serve as Secretary of Education. Yeah, under threat. Yeah, she said, you're going to put me in that position. I'm going to choke you out. And, you know, she would probably be able to do that.
Yeah, she could.
Yeah, she was, actually, isn't she former?
Former wife, yes.
Mrs. McMahon.
Vince McMahon, yeah.
Vince McMahon, WWE, etc. She served as Secretary. She's going to serve as Secretary, Department of Education. Last person in that position under Trump was Betsy DeVos. She was doing that. Now it's going to be Linda McMahon, and he knows her very well. And she also worked,
SBA.
Small Business Administration. That's right. Mm-hmm. You'd mentioned that earlier. Thanks. Yeah. So Ed Trump knows her, has experience with her working in a larger capacity. So it sounds like this is going to be another brilliant move.
Yeah.
Your top story as far as, high level of concern has got to be the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. It's been shut down. They're told to shelter in place. Ukraine itself bracing for what could be a very large Russian revenge strike. Now, apparently, according to sources, UK Sun being one of them, six of the U.S. missiles were fired into Russian territory. Putin, or at least reports coming out of there, said no damage was done, but you've crossed a red line. And so the fear is that there is going to be a ratcheting up and a return attack in some way. And obviously there is and should be concern.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, this crossing the red line to Putin, I don't think it's like the old Obama red line, right?
You mean the one that kept moving?
Yes.
If you cross this line, never mind.
If you kick sand in my face.
One more time. Exactly. He needed Charles Atlas at the time.
Yeah. The thing with Putin is, basically, you cross the red line. He's not saying, I'll nuke you, but he said it officially kind of puts nuclear retaliation on the table as a possibility. Now, this was off the table, but you've crossed that red line. Here it is. We have to consider that as part of a retaliatory strike, possibly. Mm. That is not that's not good news. That's one of the many questions that we will ask Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who has been fantastic about, getting word out answering questions with us on an ongoing basis since she took office. So we're very appreciative of that. Also, we're going to have Wilton Simpson on, Florida Ag Commissioner, and he's had a great job. And I'm wondering, is there a larger role for him? As, you know, Rubio's got to be replaced.
Right.
Is there going to be some domino kind of thing that could impact him? And
a little shuffling of the pieces.
Little kick upstairs.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Which needs a kick in the backside any day of the week.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, I wish somebody would kick Alvin Bragg and Judge Marchand in the backside.
Oh, man.
We'll talk about that coming up, these buffoons. It is 6:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is definitely a happy hump day, Trump day on 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Donald, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to having a smooth transition.
As smooth as it can get.
As it happens.
Sean Thune, as the majority leader.
To working in a constructive and bipartisan way.
The news station.
It's a tremendous honor.
Marco Rubio.
Job of the Secretary of State is to execute on foreign policy.
Matt Gaetz is very bright. He'll have some tough questions to answer.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky. When you need to know.
It's the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history.
Calling for the genocide of Jews.
Let's continue to make Florida the envy of the nation.
You need The Sky.
Download the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
I can get all my news.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
All right, here we are. Right in the middle of the week. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top story, U.S. Embassy in Kyiv closed up. Shelter in place. All of Ukraine concerned. What is Putin going to do? Missiles were fired into Russia. And now, what is he going to do? And that is the big question. So there's a lot of concern for the folks there. I believe there was a couple other countries closed their embassy, Spain being one of them as well. And so this, unfortunately, maybe another, well, it is another step in the escalation. And January 20th can't come soon enough.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's think of something positive, upbeat. Let's have rah, rah. Yeah. Love this country. All right. I've got rock the country tickets for you. This morning's keyword, winning keyword, is Hank, H-A-N-K. Hank, text that to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country featuring Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., get it, Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. Ocala, May 9th and 10th. Yep, text Hank to 20357 now. Data and message rates may apply.
All my rowdy friends have settled down.
No, maybe not.
But not all of them.
And they seem to be more in the laid-back song.
Hank talking about his bad habits.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to get drunk and get loud.
This is the follow-up to the original, of course.
Everybody just wants to go back home.
It's like, it was such a contrast, you know, because, you know, from
all my rowdy friends here.
Settle down, you know.
Yeah.
It was kind of a funny thing you did.
Oh, Hank, you got Lebocephus. That is not your code word, because that would be painful for all of us.
Yeah, we're like, how do you spell that again?
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to deal with that.
Rock the Country, a festival for we the people. Good luck on that. Once again, text Hank to 20357. Please don't text and drive. And I said data and message rates may apply. Got to get that in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Prosecutors in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office are proposing a 4-year hold on sentencing President-elect Trump in the highly criticized business records case, which many legal minds have argued was politically motivated from its inception. I don't think it has to be. Yeah. You'd have to have a legal mind to get it. You know, they took something that was not a federal situation, try to make it a federal situation, bypassing what would have been the statute of limitations, basically just kind of making up a whole new charge, kind of making it up as they go, and it should have never gone anywhere. It should have never made it to court, but it did, because look, when you have a judge and a district attorney and these folks are working in tandem, that is called lawfare. They're using the law for political purposes. So this is, they put a hold on it, a freeze. The New York Times reported that the DA advocated for a freeze in a letter to Judge Marchand. So, yeah, I'm not going to read it all for you, but basically they say, we deeply respect the office of the president, blah, 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 blah. We also deeply respect the fundamental role of the jury in our constitutional system. Yeah, it's a bunch of baloney. Look, as a district attorney, there's districts, what, thousands of them across the United States? If every district attorney and some lefty nutbag judges have a grudge against a presidential candidate, a presidential, you know, somebody who is president in waiting,
yeah,
okay, and they could get away with it? I mean, there's no way. And the Supreme Court needs to take it up, squash it, and be done with it, and make sure that this can't happen again. Because really, think about the amount of influence. If it wasn't Trump and all the things hadn't already occurred to him, you know, if this was more of a one-off, a political hit job, I think more and more people would have bought into it, which could have impacted the election. This is election interference.
Yep.
That case was election interference. Now, so they're saying, oh, well, we're just going to hold it for 4 years. In other words, try to hold it over his head, try to make it as a cloud over him, et cetera, et cetera. Look, it's going to go away. But in the meantime, if that's how they want to play, good. Because people like me will continue to remind you about the judicial system, about this lawfare, about how political enemies will use whatever means possible to take you down. And this is a great example of that. So maybe we need these reminders on a regular basis. When you see a little olive branch extended to the other side,
mm-hmm,
all right, will help to remind those folks, yeah, yeah, of course they want to play nice now. They got their booties kicked.
Yeah.
Not Joe Booty.
Uh-uh.
They got their booties kicked in this election. The people clearly have spoken. So, yeah, they can play games. This Judge Juan Marchand, this guy was a bozo from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you've got Alvin Bragg.
Oh,
he's just worst. Out. He's just a, oh, look, he's a political hack. The guy's a multimillionaire. And he thinks it's his duty to take down political adversaries, I guess, of the Democrat Party. And no, you were not successful. And you'll continue to not be successful. All right, so there's that. Oh, and then to prevent more of this from happening, you want less of these lefty nutbags sitting on the bench being judges. But old Chucky Schumer, he's pushing as fast and hard as he can to get as many judicial nominees, of course, all lefty weirdos, pushed to get appointed. Mm-mm. Nope. Trump says, do whatever you got to do to block it. 6:45 on this happy Hump Day, Trump Day. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Being here illegally doesn't make you a victim.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
That is called a criminal action. Like if you bypass the proper legal protocol, if you're driving a vehicle while impaired.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Yeah, it's here. Good morning, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. It's 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Top story, U.S. Embassy in Kyiv basically closed up, boarded up, and shelter in place. Not an exaggeration. Very concerned about Putin and what he may do after some of those U.S.-made missiles landed in Russia just the other day. So, area of concern there. Hey, don't worry about this information getting out. It's under seal with the Department of Justice. Oh, but wait, it involves A Republican. Okay. Oh.
That changes
okay.
Everything.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, hang on. This yeah. one, well, it will and won't blow you away, I guess, but I'll share it with you. And also, I guess Sarah saying her long goodbyes.
Yeah,
remember, we were concerned
yeah.
about Sarah forming and becoming a possible hurricane. Well, that threat is gone. However, as Sarah broke apart, there's still a lot of moisture, a lot of rain. It's not heavy, most of it, but it is a pretty big mass. It's coming on shore, and it's going to mostly affect, you know, just north of Tampa Bay and south. But there's going to be an impact to, say, the Crystal River area.
Yeah, they're all 19 folks checking in, saying, yeah, be aware, you got some water issues there.
Well, so. What happens is when you have a high tide on top of what are they calling it, king tide? When you have a high tide and then you have this stuff coming in from the coast, even though, you know, it's not necessarily damaging winds and all that, it just increases and pushes more and more water up onto the coastline, basically. So, yeah, just be aware of that occurring. Most people live right on the coast. They're very aware of those kinds of things, but just passing that along as a reminder. All right, now listen to this. So as soon as I saw, oh, look, it's under seal by the Department of Justice. Huh. I'm referring to apparently some testimony that was given that is not favorable to Congressman Matt Gaetz, former congressman, I should say.
Yeah.
He's President-elect Trump's nominee for U.S. Attorney General. There's controversy attached to this whole thing. I'm not sure about the quality of his character, but I'm giving Trump the benefit of the doubt because Trump has been right so many times before. And when people approached him, even as recently as yesterday, hey, are you going to take his name off the list? He's like, no. So here's what we have. You've got supposedly a hacker, you know, access this information. Okay, mm-hmm. It's under seal from the Department of Justice.
But they found it.
But somehow a hacker was using the alias Altum Beasley, downloaded a computer file Monday that contained sworn testimony from a woman who said she had sex with Matt Gaetz in 2017 when she was 17, according to the report. One of the 24 leaked exhibits also contained corroborating testimony from a second woman who said she witnessed the encounter. Now, this is coming from the New York Times via the hacker. The leaked documents include information that is under seal with the Department of Justice, which opted against filing charges against Gaetz in the matter. You need to know that. And if the Department of Justice decides to go after you, they win like 95% of their cases. So when they opt to drop charges, okay, that definitely weighs in Matt Gaetz's favor. And the House Ethics Committee, which also investigated Gaetz until he resigned from Congress. And so will that information come out or not? None of the leaked information appeared to have been made public by the hacker as of Tuesday morning. And the person's possible motive is unclear, of course.
Unclear.
The House Ethics Panel is meeting later today, at which time they're expected to vote on whether or not they're going to release the findings on Gaetz. A growing number of Senate Republicans have called on the House panel to turn over the findings before confirmation hearings that would begin in January. Gaetz has denied any wrongdoing. Look, it's this simple. He's either a victim of fake charges,
right?
And you saw, you know, look, you saw what they tried to do to Kavanaugh, and that woman that, I mean, really?
The one that remembered nothing.
But remembered enough to make all these outrageous allegations like 40 years after the fact.
Yeah.
And that was bizarre and ridiculous. So we can't assume just because someone's willing to put their supposedly, you know, good name on it, and then there's somebody who will corroborate it. Let me give you an example. All right. I don't like Chuck Schumer.
Boy,
if I was in a position,
statement.
If I was in a position and somebody said, look, Chuck Schumer's a bad guy, and you need to do, as a duty to your country, you need to, you know, push these allegations. Well, it's not exactly what happened. Well, you know what? It could be very favorable to you in many, many ways. I heard you want a swimming pool.
Well, yeah, your kid wants to go to college or something.
Whatever the case may be, look, we know that everybody has their price. Okay, look, if you've got women who are doing all sorts of things on those websites, what's it called, OnlyFans?
Yeah,
you've got them for money. Mm-hmm. These might be women that normally are going to be, normal, I guess, for lack of a better term, but big bucks. All of a sudden, you do some things.
Uh-huh.
And is that the case here? Or is he a slimy turd? I don't know. I still would like to get the truth. The good news is we are going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. I'm going to ask for kind of her take on him. And I believe, well, I don't want to read too much into it, but I believe in the past she's been pretty positive about him, if I'm recalling correctly. Everybody is allowed to change their opinion based on a changing set of circumstances and things that either turn out to be false or other things turn out to be true. Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Dr. Oz, Medicare, Medicaid, he's going to take that on. Linda McMahon is going to be Secretary of Education if they are approved by the Senate, of course. And there's a lot more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget Bob Rose Show podcast. Download it wherever you get your podcast and just click on subscribe. And there you have it. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 97.3, The Sky.
From way over there.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety. And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3, The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats.
The Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.